Now, Christmas tree mulched. There's a few needles obviously escaped. Cards recycled. Mince pies? Hold on. Have you had the last one, Stanley? Oh, I was saving that. Welcome to Series 6 of I'm a Public Health Professional, Get Me Out of Here. And a very happy new year. So what does 2015 hold? Well, there's that small matter of a general election on the 7th of May for a start, and it hasn't taken long for the parties to get going on health, or the queues at A&E to be precise. Everyone appears to have been giving their two penneth in the opening days of the year, so it'd be rude not to join in, wouldn't it? An ageing population and the fact that reorganisations have made it hard to find anywhere else to go are surely two of the reasons why we appear to be lurching towards a crisis, with more and more people heading to A&E than ever before. As a long-term trend, though, while sounding like a scratch record, or for younger listeners, an MB3 that's corrupted, I still can't help thinking that whichever government gets in, they're still obsessed with throwing money at the problem. I was unfortunate enough to have to visit my local A&E a couple of months ago, and I can't praise all the staff highly enough. But surely if we continue to concentrate on cure rather than prevention, we'll never get out of the catch-22 we seem to have reached. I fear it's going to be another year when we cut services that in the long term cut the need to visit A&E. Just before Christmas, the government's own Environmental Audit Committee warned that Britain's poor air quality constitutes a public health crisis. But in the week before Christmas, DEFRA decided to sneak in a consultation on reducing local authorities' requirements to measure and report on air quality in their areas. A document that had Clean Air in London claiming marked the end of air quality monitoring as we know it. Thankfully, there are still about 120 monitors in the capital, and by January the 4th, the one on Oxford Street had told us that the nitrogen dioxide levels on the capital's premier shopping street had already breached the yearly limit of 18 hours of poor air quality in every 365 days. So as we set out in another 12 months, our one hope is we don't ignore what Grandad would have called the bleeping obvious. Poor air quality, poor housing, fuel poverty, excessive alcohol consumption, obesity, and smoking will all inevitably lead to more people needing urgent treatment if we don't do anything about them. We need staff, we need money, but while we continue to cut services that deal with that lot, don't expect the A&E crisis to be out of the headlines anytime soon. Feel better for that. And continuing in a similar theme, a recent article from our friends at Environmental Health News caught our eye this week. Under the headline, Health Boards Do Not Understand EHOs, it looked at a study done by EHP Surinder Deshi, which found that in general, health and wellbeing boards don't appreciate the work that environmental health professionals do and how they can affect health inequalities. For regular listeners, this will be a familiar theme, and one we've been banging on about since public health came home in 2013. The research highlighted the fact that boards were focused more on the integration of health and social care rather than making use of local authority services to cut health inequalities. A fair point, which goes back to a conversation I had a couple of years ago when I carried out some training on the new public health agenda. So when can we expect the board to ask for our help? A colleague inquired. Doubt whether that'll happen, I said, as they have very little idea what you do. Seems times haven't changed much. Now, if you're feeling chilly, you might not believe it, but 2014 was the warmest year on record in the UK, continuing a trend which has seen 8 of the country's top 10 warmest years occur this century. The average temperature of 9.9 degrees centigrade topped anything seen since the Central England temperature record started counting back in 1659. Not 1 minute to five, for those that are not paying attention. As well as warm, 2014 was pretty wet as well, producing the fourth highest rainfall since 1910, making it one of the 20 wettest years since the Met Office started measuring in 1766. Made any New Year's resolutions? Ha! Broken them all and waiting for 2016? Well, the HSE have called on businesses to make 2015 the year they stop playing the blame game, using health and safety as a cheap excuse for not doing things. Research from the University of Exeter has revealed that half the cases dealt with by the HSE's famous Mythbusters panel, or the It's Health and Safety Gone Mad Police, as we know them, came from service industries such as shops, cafes and leisure centres. They included swimmers being refused floats and goggles for health and safety reasons. Bit of a classic, as we use floats and goggles for... Yeah, you're ahead of me there, aren't you? And the chip shop that stopped customers serving their own salt and vinegar in case it got in someone's eyes. Now, there are good healthy eating reasons not to like salt shakers, I'll admit, but salt in the eye definitely isn't one of them. Sticking with healthy eating, and it's feared that a loophole in the government's new food standards for schools could see 4,000 schools escape the new rules. While state schools are now restricted on the amount of fatty and fried foods they can serve under strict nutritional standards, setting down the amount of vitamins and minerals included in meals, the 4,000 schools that have become academies since 2010 don't have to comply. While many have signed up on a voluntary basis, there's little incentive for the rest to follow suit. Finally, to our story of the week, which comes from Turkey, where Dursun Ali Sahin, governor of the western province of Edirne, has banned people from using lifts to reach the first three floors of public buildings. Nursing homes and hospitals will be exempt, as will people with medical reasons why they can't climb stairs, but everyone else will have to step up to the mark. Mr. Sahin, who has a bit of form in this respect, having banned coffee shops from serving tea with 2 cubes of sugar, says the ban is for health reasons and to save energy. Whilst it's a nice try, as pointed out immediately on social media, won't most people now take the lift to the fourth floor and walk down the flight of stairs to the third? That's a good point, you know. See you in a fortnight. Ooh, well, I gotta get with a record machine when it comes to rocking. She's a queen. We'll have to dance on a Saturday night. A hold a loom where I can hold her tight. But she lives on the 20th floor of town. The elevators are broken down. So I walk 1, 2, 5, 3, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more. I'm on the 12th, I'm suddenly dragged. 15th floor, I'm ready to slide. Get to the top, I'm too tired to run. I'm a Public Health Professional, Get Me Out of Here is written, presented and produced by Pete Hill. All comments made are purely personal and do not relate to any other body. This podcast is protected by a Creative Commons licence. Any unauthorised reproduction for commercial gain is strictly prohibited. I'm starting to drag, 15th to 4, I'm ready to sing. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock.